Christians wonder if Russia's religion law could be a paper tiger. A ministry suffers a setback with a theft in India, and Christians reach out to minister to Seattle's grieving community. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There may be some good news coming out of Russia as it relates to religious freedom. Opponents to the proposed amendments to Russia's religion law say they're so blatantly unconstitutional they won't be introduced. Russia Ministry Sergei Rakuba says they're so restrictive every person practicing faith would be required to register.
The Russian or national leaders, they call it a draconian kind of amendment, and it's totally out of all proportion. It's even probably worse than I remember it was under the Soviet Union.
Rakuba and others believe government leaders have a strategy to try to push it through now.
It's done right before Christmas when the Western organizations, those who help with religious freedom, especially in the former Soviet Union, is preoccupied with the celebration of this wonderful holiday.
While Rakuba believes it's an attack on extremism, Christians will suffer. He's asking you to contact the Russian embassy to voice your opposition. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, 50 audio scripture units were stolen in northeast India last week. Audio Scripture Ministries J.P. Sundararajan says they were the last 50 units left to be distributed and were being sent to an office that really needed them.
We don't know where exactly this incident happened, but essentially the units were stolen en route and replaced with a copy of an old Bible and some old medicine bottles, etc. So basically somebody just swapped packages. They had really been waiting eagerly for these digital units, and now, in essence, we've run out of our digital units in India.
Since each unit typically reaches about 10 people, 500 would have heard the gospel from these units. Sundararajan says people are so eager to hear the good news, just three pastors could distribute 17,000 units in 5 months. The loss has been troubling.
It has been quite discouraging, to be honest. And so prayers are always, always coveted. But also, think about maybe wanting to sponsor a family for every unit that you are able to sponsor.
To sponsor a unit, just visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Following a two-day manhunt, Seattle, Washington police finally shot and killed the suspect in the Sunday murders of four police officers. As the area reacted in shock to the attacks, they're also making preparations to heal. The area chapter of Youth for Christ, in partnership with the local YMCA and other churches, are hosting a community prayer service tonight for the slain Lakewood police officers. Pray that the hope of Christ can be shared with those who are grieving. Elsewhere, the Bench people of Ethiopia are gathering in droves to hear the gospel in audio. Greg Fisher with Faith Comes by Hearing says their outreach touches these people in a special place.
When they hear that message, there's something inside their heart that says, this is the message that I've been looking for, and they want to know more about it.
It's amazing to see how hearing God's word in their heart language transforms hearts and lives.
It also gives honor to their language and to their culture in a way that they didn't know that God was interested in honoring them before.
Because of low literacy rates, many were unable to access the gospel before.
The New Testament was a locked-up book to them. Now it is open, and they can freely access the Word of God.
This outreach program depends on the continued goodwill of village leaders.
People can see the evidence of a positive change coming because of the Word of God, and they like it.
Pray the goodwill continues. Call our resource line to help. And clean water is the foundation for community development. Living Water International supports that with hygiene education. Partners like Saddleback Church's Clean Water Initiative help them. This year, they mounted a significant training effort in Rwanda. Why? LWI's Christian identity shapes their view of what community development is. Through Christ, there's the power to transform, to redeem, and to instill hope and purpose. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. World Service offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. This book will help you understand the challenges facing the underground church in China. You can also get your copy by clicking on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.